Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, already in progress.
You're paying and you're a Christian with these promises and you're trusting the medical world to heal you and paying your life, everything you've made all your life, you're paying it out to some doctors and you've got God's word and he ain't gonna charge you nothing to heal you. I just stand in awe. You know, he said, in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not under your own understanding. Don't go down there to the doctor and give them money to give you chemo and radiation treatments. Go to the Lord and repent of your sins and stand on his word. Find you somebody that believes in healing and get healed. You know, because what does God charge us for what he done? Nothing. He doesn't charge us nothing. He heals the church free. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't find a better benefit package than that anywhere, can you? I just can't find a better benefit package. Verse 7 and 8. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. You know, if there's any kind of evil that you're doing, depart from it. Leave it. It shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. So when you leave evil and trust in the Lord, it's going to be health to you. So you have to put God first. Verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. You know, I don't know what the percentage of people that tithe in the church, but it ain't many. It ain't very many. And people want to know why they're never blessed. If you're not willing to do what God says, I guarantee he's never going to bless you financially. I can remember when I couldn't make it when I was in the Air Force. I still can remember that day I was at Sherman up here just north of here. And I was at the Air Force base there. It used to be there. And I made $40 a week in the Air Force. And when the plate would be passed, I put a dollar bill in the plate. I should have put four in there, see, according to God's word, a tenth. But I was having trouble making it anyway. I could not make it. And so that pastor preached that Sunday on tithing. And I guess that's the first one that ever stuck. But I remember that day he said, you know, there's some people here, of course, they took the offering in a Baptist church right up front. So I put my dollar as it went by. And then he's preaching. He said, you know, there's some people here that will come and enjoy the grace of God and the mercy of God. And when the offering plate's passed, they will put a lousy dollar bill in the offering plate. And of course, he was probably doing that to everybody in the whole place. But when I looked up, his finger was pointing right at me. And I just sunk down in the chair. I thought, oh, God, he saw me put that dollar in the offering plate. No, he didn't see me put that in there. But who did see me? The Lord. He saw me put that dollar in there. He knew exactly what I put in that plate. I went home and told my wife, said, honey, I don't know how in the world we're going to do this. But he said today, God says, put him to the test. You know, if necessary, put your tenth in there and see if I won't open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing you can't contain. I said, I don't know how in the world we're going to do this. We can't make it now. I'm putting a dollar in there. And I said, if I start putting three more in there, I really don't know how we're going to make it. But God said, do it. We're going to see how it works. I'm going to tithe from this day forth. And let me tell you, from that day forth, I have never been without money. I have never been broke. And everything I own is paid for. Everything. My cars, my trucks, my houses. We even built this building debt-free and everything. God, he just awesome. You know, I mean, we got thrown out of Dallas because they lost their lease down there. And of course, they come to us and told us we got 2 months and then their lease is out, so we got to be out. They was moving somewhere else. So in that 2 months, we built this building, put up the shell, and we didn't have no carpet. And we had sheetrock on the wall, part of it. We didn't have that up there. Had none on this side and some there. And no bathrooms worked or anything else. But in 2 months, we had the first service out here. I'm telling you, we work long, hard hours. But I think about this little humble building that we have here, which we've never had to borrow a nickel. God has paid for it from day one. I think of the miracles I've seen our God do in this little building. I think of the people I've seen him heal in this little building. And yet we built this whole thing for around, $125,000. That's all it cost us. Isn't that something? Yeah, you start trying to build a building this size with all the stuff in it for $125,000, and you find out you can't do it. But with God, all things are possible. We built this ourselves, all of us. There's about a half a dozen of us guys built this building ourselves. But he says, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. Isn't that something? God said if we tithe, he's going to bless us. Verse 11 and 12. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he corrects, even as his father, the son, in whom he delighteth. And every time Dave gets a discipline, I say, Dave, he said, don't worry about it, Thurman. All this does is prove to me that God still loves me. But he's learning. Just like this time, he told me when he got back from Canada, they were up there 5 or 6 weeks. He went healed and he came back healed. You know, I said, well, praise God. You and your mother-in-law must be getting along okay then. How many of y'all know sometimes you can have a mother-in-law that drives you nuts? You can. You know that? Yeah. Don't let it happen. Walk in love. It pays good dividends. Dave found out. He knows. 13 and 14. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver and the gain thereof than fine gold. 15 and 16. She is more precious than rubies and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared to her. Length of days is in her right hand and in her left hand riches and honor. Now just think, where are we finding all this information? In God's word. This is what brings forth length of days and long life. Now then, let's go to Proverbs 4:10, and we're in the interest of time, and then 20 and 21, 22. Look at what it says here. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. Now then, how many of you want to have a long life? So what do you need to do to have a long life? Be in the Word. Is that right? God says, receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. Well, what do you consider many? Okay, 100, 120, you know, okay, whatever. Now, do you think it would be possible to live more than 120? Sure it is, yeah. You'll hear some people say, no, you can't, because it says in Genesis 6 that the days of man shall not be but 120. But that's not what he's talking about, because there's lots of people live past 120 years of age right there in that scripture. Lots of them did. So that's not what he's talking about at all. But he is talking about the Jubilees, that we will not go past 120 Jubilees. That's 6,000 years, and so we're right there right now. But the years of your life shall be many. Now verse 20 and 21, 22. My son, attend to my words, incline your unto my sayings, let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. So to do everything he says there, what have you got to do? You got to study his word. Right, Bob? You got to be in his word on a regular basis. And if you're in God's word, you let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. Then let's see what happens in verse 22 and 23. For these words are life unto those that find them. They're life to those that find them. Now just think, what George did a while ago when he found out that poisonous stuff in that needle when it went in his leg. Now then, if he hadn't have known that no deadly poison claimed him, if he hadn't hid that word in his heart, do you know he might be dead today? I don't know if any of y'all read the story about the lady that drank the Dr. Pepper the other day, and it killed her. And they checked it out, and when they checked out the can that she had been drinking out of, a rat had urinated on top of the can, and it dried, and it has a very deadly poison to a human being. And when she opened that lid, and a Dr. Pepper got around there, she couldn't see it because it dried, but it re-liquefied that, and when she drank it, that deadly poison, it killed that woman. She died from drinking a Dr. Pepper that a rat had urinated on the top of the can, but she couldn't see it. The can looked perfectly clean. I wonder how many of you that drinks, you know, you need to be careful. You need to pray over it. I'm going to tell you what, I don't drink those no more at all. I haven't drank a soft drink in years because a woman told me one day I was drinking a Dr. Cheryl and I. Cheryl loved Dr. Peppers. I liked them too. So she wanted to stop by the store and get us a can of Dr. Pepper. So we did, you know, and she's drinking one, I'm drinking one. We walk into this health food store, and when I do, this lady jumps at me and says, Thurman, what are you doing? You're defiling your temple. And I thought, what? I'm not doing nothing. I've just walked in. She says, look what you got in your hand. I said, a Dr. Pepper can. She says, you know, when you drink that one can of Dr. Pepper, you know how many 8-ounce glasses of water you have to drink before your pH comes back to normal? I said, I have no idea. She said, 32. I said, oh my gosh. She said, you see me? I said, yes, ma'am. I think she was 75 at the time. She said, you see how beautiful health I am? I said, yes, ma'am. I said, you'd never know this. You were over 60. She said, I don't defile my temple with the junk of the world. She said, you want your body to be healthy? You be careful what you put in it. And of course, I just read this morning about the federal government has just bought, I forget how many million pounds of the pink slime. Y'all know about that? Who in here's heard of the pink slime? Oh my gosh, lots of you have, yeah. The pink slime is some of the sorriest meat, whatever that's left. Yeah, they take everything and then they put something in and it comes out a pink slime. And the federal government has just bought, I think, 7 million pounds of that stuff to mix with the hamburger meat for the children at school. Yeah. So if you got kids at school, you need to be aware that maybe you need to prepare their lunch yourself and not let them eat at the school lunch room. Because the federal government has just bought 7 million pounds of pink slime to mix with hamburger meat, up to 15 to 20% per burger, so that your children will eat this slime. It's called pink slime. It's amazing what's going on, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah,
they sure are. I believe that too with all my heart. There's no two ways about it. There is no two ways about it, folks. They are trying to kill the people. I mean, that you may think that sounds a little crude, but I'm telling you, that's not crude. That is a fact. They're trying to kill us. And, you know, I mean, but they've been trying to do it for years. You know, that's just like if you don't realize, you know, I mean, some children, you know, when children are little, especially, you give them a toothpaste out of your toothpaste, tell them to brush your teeth, and they swallow the toothpaste. I told my daughter-in-law, and when years ago, when my baby, brand babies were little bitty, I saw her letting them brush her teeth with her toothpaste, and they were swallowing the toothpaste. And I said, Maraca, I says, don't you know that you need to have a special toothpaste for children? She said, what do you mean? I said, children swallow toothpaste. I said, look on the back of that tube. It says right there, if you swallow this, call poison control. She looked at it, she said, my gosh, I didn't know that. I said, well, you know, we need to all start reading the labels on the stuff that we eat and drink. I said, in the toothpaste, that stuff it has in it, it's poison. And if you get it in your body, I said, what do they call that stuff they put in toothpaste? Fluoride. You take fluoride, and I think you could take a quart jar of pure fluoride and pour it in the Mississippi River at the top, and it'd kill every fish to the guff. That's how poisonous this is. I've seen all kinds of reports on that. So we wonder why we're sick. We need to be careful what we eat and drink, right?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.